All right, guys, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Developer Branded Podcast. Today will just be me, a solo episode of myself. But there's something I really do want to talk about, guys, and it's honestly something that really hits deep into my heart and something I want to share with you guys. I genuinely believe that from the bottom of my heart, that every developer, if not every human being, all right, but I'm talking developers right now, every developer, no matter if you're a junior developer, senior developer, mid-level, or just aspiring, right? I guess aspiring is a little different. You just have to get that first job. But once you get that first job as a developer, I'd say maybe after a couple months, I think what every developer needs to do is have a side hustle. It is so important. And you know what? I'm going to take it a little bit further. Not even just a side hustle, okay? I genuinely believe... I genuinely believe that every developer needs to start their own business. Man, and I bet. Just the words side hustle and starting your own business sound completely different. Because when you think of the word side hustle, you think it's just something you could do casually. Something you could just do passively and not really put much effort, just do something, which isn't bad, which is something everyone should have, to be honest. I had a side hustle for the last 4 years, which is YouTube. Like literally, like for the last 4 years, man, YouTube has been paying my rent and has been paying my car off. My salary, I never had to use it to pay any of those two things, which is really nice. But I'll tell you this, this is the difference. The last 3 to 4 years, I have not been building a business. I've just been doing a side hustle. That's it. Nothing else. And what I mean by that is when I was doing YouTube, I never thought of it as a business. I knew it could have been and I knew it was, but I never treated it like that. When I did YouTube, I just casually uploaded videos whenever I wanted. That's why there are times when I upload in my first year, 5 videos a week, right? And then after a while, it will go down to 3 and then 2 and 1 video a week and then 1 video a month because I never thought of YouTube as a business. I just thought of it as something that I just do whenever I feel like it, a side hustle. Now, I'm not saying you should, I'm not saying you should force yourself, but I want to change your perspective real quick because I'm going to tell you this, man. Now that I see YouTube and when I just look at everything that I do as a business outside of my main job, the way I see everything, my perspective completely changed. And if you don't know, the reason that I finally think like this, the reason that I'm able to see my life in this perspective is because I was laid off. I was laid off from my job about 3 weeks ago, to be honest. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. And then I got a new job in a couple of days. And I'm very fortunate. But within those 4 days and while getting into my new job and working again, one thing that I started to see differently about myself is that I tried, or my heart, I could say my heart, never wanted to feel the pain of being laid off again because it sucks and it hurts a lot. And as I was doing that, I was thinking of what I can do. Like, what can I do to make sure that never happens? What kind of employer do I have to look for? What kind of company should I work for? Should I work for Google where you'll never get laid off because they're rich like crazy, or join Amazon or Apple who are rich like crazy? Like, Apple's so rich that they can buy every sport team in the world if they wanted to. Every sport team in the world, which is absolutely insane. You know, but, and at the back of my mind, I started to realize that thinking is, it's a lot off. Why look for an employer to determine if I get laid off or not? Why put my future, my career, my family's financial stability on the line, hoping that a job never lets me get laid off? And then I changed my thought process completely to, why don't I just start my own business? And then as I'm thinking of this, I realize, wait, I already have a business. My YouTube channel, almost 60,000 subscribers, except my last video, because I didn't really, it's not a normal video, it's a podcast video, so it's totally different. But I usually get 10 to 20, if not 50K, if not 100K views per video. That's a business. But I never saw it like that. like realistically, like really looking at it in that perspective. And so what I'm trying to say is that, oh man, I started to look at what I can or how I can use YouTube to really grow my channel, guys. Not channel, I mean, but my business, my side hustle, where I no longer just wanted YouTube to be my side hustle, but I needed YouTube to drive my business. Does that make sense? But I got lucky. And this is why I'm speaking to even junior developers or aspiring developers. Because I've said this many times before, and I'll say it again. Build a brand now, no matter how small it is. It doesn't matter if you have 100 followers, 0 followers, 200, 1,000 followers, 10,000 followers. Start now. Why? Because 3 to 4 years ago, I started my brand. 3 to 4 years ago, I casually upload videos to YouTube. Yo, I was getting like 1,000 views per video, sometimes 700. I got lucky because my channel kind of grew right pretty fast. And I was getting 2,000 views per video for the long, like literally for like the first year or two, only 2,000 views per video, making $5 per video, right? That was it. If my video got 5,000 views, I'd feel like, oh my gosh, I went viral. But I just consistently uploaded as often as possible for the last 3 to 4 years. And now, because I was casually building my side hustle for the last couple of years, now that I'm about to go all in, yo, this channel will be the driving force to blow up my business. Because now, and I don't share this anywhere, I don't even share this on YouTube, all right? But now, like, just from uploading 2 videos, but taking time to make those videos do well, I made $2,000 in 2 weeks. Just from my side hustle. Now, listen. Before I uploaded those 2 videos, I was only making $300 a month from YouTube. Because I stopped uploading. I started uploading 1 video a month, and those videos weren't even getting many views. Because I wasn't putting effort. Because I only saw it as my side hustle. Now, I'm uploading 1 video a week. All right. And within the first 8 days of this month of June, I made about what, 800, almost $900 in a week, $700 from ads on YouTube. So I made almost 2K in freaking 1 week. Why? Because I was building something. Does that make sense? So now that I tried to build something, because I continuously did it, even though it didn't look like my channel would do well at first. I'm not saying it's doing really well, but it's doing okay for this niche, for my brand. Now, I'm going to use this to build my business. And if you don't know, I mean, it's the name of this podcast too. And it's the name of the shirts I'm selling. It's the name of all these products I will be selling very soon, by the way. Developer branded, man. And one thing that I've learned, when I finally decided to start this business 3 weeks ago, I learned that it is so much easier to start a business than I realize. But the reason that so many people don't, and I realized this the last couple of weeks, the reason that so many people don't start a business is because they think too much. Oh, I need to get a building. Oh, I need to get all these products. Oh, I need to do all of this stuff. But for me, I did think of that, but I just put that in the back of my mind. Like, I didn't even worry about that. So what I did is I just started. Like, what I literally did is I went to, like, zenbusiness.com, or you can use legalzoom.com, and I started my LLC, developer branded LLC. I just started. It cost me about $700. But yo, when you drop that much money into just an LLC to register your business with the state, yo, it makes you get serious. You don't want to waste that $700. Okay. And so after I did that, what did I do next? I didn't know like what I was going to sell right away. And so I did that just so I could write more things off my taxes. And then I started looking around for things that I need. I started looking at the industry and what developers need. And I started looking at competitors of those needs that developers need. Right? A lot of need words. Needed. And I realized, yo, I can beat these competitors. Why? Because yes, I have a brand, but there's a face to my brand, which is me. And I also know how to market. Yo, I've been listening to Gary Vee for 5 years, man. The reason I started my YouTube channel was because of Gary Vee. So I've learned a lot from that alone too. So I know how to market. Actually, my new job where I work now as a developer, my boss picked me up, yes, because I'm a developer, but because he also knows that I know how to market, which is why he also hired me for. And then of course, when he mentioned that, I'm like, yo, you got to pay me even more, dude. To do marketing and coding, that's a lot. Like, marketing is so hard, man. But to do both, man. So he paid me more. And so, what was I? Oh, man. So my company ended up paying me more. And so, I realized that there was a need and I can beat these competitors. So I did research and I'm still doing research, right? And then what I did is I looked at products. So I worked with suppliers and I had these suppliers send me samples and I compared the samples that I got just a couple of days ago, finally, after they made those products, compared four samples and I found the right one, the best one. Unfortunately, it is the most expensive one, but it is the most high quality one. It looks legit right off the bat, right? And so, like, what I'm trying to say, man, is that I just did things one at a time, and I don't know what I'm doing still. Like, I'm just doing. I'm not thinking. But I think that's the problem that so many people have, is everyone just thinks so much that it prevents them from actually doing. But don't let that happen, man. Like, what I did next. All right, you know what? I'm gonna sell shirts, but I'm not gonna make a profit off these shirts. Whatever amount that I buy these shirts for, I'm gonna charge my shirts. Like, how much it'll cost? How will my shirts cost? Whatever it costs to make them, to ship them to me, to ship them to you. And for the design costs, because I had to work with designers to create my shirts and my logo, right? That's it. The only profit I'll make is like $5, because I need that profit to make my shirts. Right, and none of that extra $5 is for marketing. So every dollar that I make from these shirts won't even go to me, and they'll be cheap shirts, dudes. I mean, they'll be good quality shirts, but I'm selling them for cheap because for no almost no profit. Why? Because just to get my name out there, man, to get my brand out there. It's not about making money right off the bat. And I think that's another thing too, is that people, they're looking to build a business to make them money right away. You cannot do that because you'll make mistakes, you'll rush, and you'll make more mistakes. But when you're not in it for making quick cash, but you're in it for the long run, like, yo, when I'm building this business, I'm looking 3, 5, 10 years down the line. I'm not even looking at the next couple months, next year or two. I'm looking years down the line. That is how I'm making my decisions. Does that make sense? Like, I didn't put that much money into this either. I'm just doing. I haven't even built my website yet, man. I finally found a supplier for my shirts. Right, I compared with different businesses. Like, yo, what I'm trying to say is that it is so much easier to start your own business than you realize. But people think way too much. Way too much. Why? That was me. I always thought, yo, I can't do it. I always thought that, yo, I'm not a business person. I'm just an employee. I'm just gonna work for employers for the rest of my life. I'm gonna get a developer job, getting 150K a year, 200K a year, and I'm set. But yo, after getting laid off, that changed my perspective completely. Because I know this, if I have my own business, I can make way more than 200K a year. Yo, I can make 500K to 1 million a year if this goes well. And you know what? Even if this fails, at least I tried. Like, I got nothing to lose, yo. I'm just trying. Even if this fails, one thing I know for a fact, I'm gonna try something else. And if that fails, I'm gonna keep trying. I'm gonna keep trying. I'm gonna keep trying. I'm not gonna give up unless I just realize I'm not a good business person. But even though I'm not the best business person out there, I have dreams, I have goals, and I know where I want to be 10 years from now, 5 years from now. And this is so important, man. And the reason that I think that I didn't start a business for the longest time was because I doubted myself. I didn't have belief in myself. I didn't think I was good enough. But who says I'm not? Who says I can't do it? The only one that ever said that I can't do it that I believed was myself. I told myself I couldn't do it. So stupid, man. Like, I'm so mad at myself for that. And so what I'm just trying to say, dudes, is that don't settle. Don't be comfortable. Well, be comfortable, y'all. Get that place, live comfortable, et cetera, right, if you need to. But don't settle, man. Keep moving. Keep thinking. Like, my gaming PC, my $6,000 gaming PC, is not even connected to my office no more. It is in the closet in my bedroom upstairs. Because I know how weak I am when it comes to gaming. Yo, but also because I also watch Korean dramas. So it's like, I can't play games and Korean dramas and code and learn code and build a business and make YouTube all at the same time. I have to give something. I have to give something up. And so that's what I did, man. I don't want to ever go through that pain of getting laid off again. And you know what? I want to be my own boss. I want to rest when I want. I want to do something that people never thought I could do. You know what? My uncle. I even told my uncle that I'm going to start a business. You know, I'm going to save and everything. And the first thing he said was, well, I haven't seen you been doing that. The first thing he did was doubt me. And when he said that, I just got quiet. And I'm like, that's true. Then that means I probably can't do it. But the thing is, those words that he said is because he believes that I can't. Because if he believed that I could, he would have said it. But when he said those words, it honestly gave me even that much more drive to push harder in succeeding, building my own business. Dude, I told my dad, my uncle, everyone, even my friends, even my own friends, I found out what behind my back made fun of me saying, yo, did you hear Chris saying he's going to give up gaming? He always says that. He's not going to do it this time. It's so cringe hearing that. Did you guys hear that Chris said he's going to start his own business? What the heck? Who does he think he is? That kind of thinking will block that guy forever from succeeding to be better than he really is. Because who am I to think I could start a business? Bro, anyone can. Now, not everyone will succeed. That's a fact. But I know I will. People will doubt you. But that's expected. Why? Because if you're doing what everyone else does, and if no one's doubting you, then, yo, you're just an average person. Meaning, you'll have an average life. You'll have an average future. You'll just be like everyone else. I don't want that to be me, man. Because I've been like that forever. Caring about what people thought. And the only people to believe that I could do this. Oops. And the only people to believe that I can do this was actually my mom and my stepdad. I told them the idea. And they were like, hey, that sounds good. And as I was thinking of the names for my company, you know, I give them names. And they're like, that looks okay. Then when I finally said developer branded, even my mom was like, yeah, that sounds good. Yo, but even more than that too, one more thing I want to say. This journey, just the last 3 weeks alone of building my own company have been amazing. What it has showed me was that I'm more capable than I realize. That I know more than I realize. And even if I don't know, what do I have to do? All I had to do was Google. Research, research, research. Ask questions, get help. I called Coding Phase, who has his own business making $350K a year. Ask them about LLC. Ask people who have money, who have their own businesses. Ask them for suggestions and what to do. Ask for help. Yo, this is not that far out of reach as you think. And so I guess what I'm trying to say as well was that, is that coding, I love. It's my passion, yo. I could do this for the rest of my life. But I don't want to depend on an employer for the rest of my life. So fortunately, because I know how to code well as a front-end developer, which helps a lot, that gives me advantage in building my own company websites and choosing what technologies to use and etc. So I'm thankful I'm a programmer, yo. I'm thankful that I have experience in a small company and at a mid-sized company, or actually small company too, at my last job, working for a media company, because I've learned so many things about SEO, marketing, what to do, what not to do, design, what works well. I've learned a lot of things, man. And I just feel so lucky to have this voice, to be able to share what I'm learning, my journey with you guys. It is, what is it? I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock every day. It is 9:40 p.m. right now, Tuesday night. I wanted to go to bed, but I had to share this. I had to share this knowledge. I had to share what I'm learning. Because if I can help at least one more person there to do something different in their life that no one else is doing, yo, I succeeded. Anyway, this is going to be a short podcast. Hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you guys for listening. You know, I was planning on doing like hour-long podcasts all the time, but you know what? I'll probably just do 20-minute podcasts, sometimes 10-minute podcasts. Anything to bring out content, but valuable content. I'm never going to make content just to make content. I've never done that in the past. I'm never going to do this now, and I'll never do that in the future. So I hope you guys enjoyed this, man. If you did, please let me know. Give me a shout out on Instagram. Hit me up. Send me an email. Whatever. DM me. I appreciate you all. Love you all. Thank you guys for listening. This is Krishan. Episode number 2 from Developer Branded Podcast Show. See you guys later. Peace.